From the Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean, this is Virginia Water Radio for the week of December 15, 2014. This week, we listen in as several groups of college students try to answer the question, what do Virginia's over 8 million residents need to know about their water resources? Sound big? Well, just have a listen for about 40 seconds.
Now it's time for our weekly Virginia water lesson. This week, we'll take a look at the major effects that consuming bottled water has on our state every year.
He said that great breweries grow up around good water sources. Trace minerals in the water actually affect the chemistry of the mash.
Wow, I didn't know water quality had that much of an effect on beer quality.
Excessive amounts of rainfall can cause water runoff. Water runoff, for those that don't know, is water that flows across the land and reaches streams, lakes, and rivers.
Rain passes through the porous asphalt. Water begins to infiltrate in seconds. And when the storm ends, the water continues to infiltrate.
Those were excerpts from Virginia Water Lessons, created and produced by students in the fall 2014 Virginia Tech course, Introduction to Water Resources, taught by Luke Duran of Tech's Department of Geography. The challenge for each of six small groups of students was to prepare a brief lesson on a topic of significance to Virginia's water resources. The groups were allowed to choose their presentation format among video, audio, or live performance. But all groups had to take on some topic that seemed broadly significant to Virginia, and they had to have reliable sources to back up any stated facts or assertions. Here are the six topics that collectively attracted these students' attention. Management of biosolids, stormwater runoff, growth impacts on Virginia's major river basins, blue crabs, bottled water pros and cons, and possible impacts of proposed natural gas pipelines on local water supplies, including water used in Virginia's craft breweries. Are these among the most important water issues for Virginia? The Commonwealth's 8.2 million residents may or may not agree, but for many Virginians, at least some water situation probably makes them say,
"It's a huge issue! What could be a solution?"
And getting college students thinking creatively about water issues, information, and communication methods is one step toward solutions for Virginia's large, complex, water-using public. For other water sounds and music, and for more Virginia water information, visit our website at virginiawaterradio.org or call us at 540-231-5463. From the Virginia Water Resources Research Center in Blacksburg, I'm Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.